from the prophet Micah. From Bethlehem, the least significant of Judah's forces, will come a ruler who will bring the people back. Back together. Back from exile and back to their home. Micah was familiar with insignificance. He was, after all, a poor country boy preaching in the big city. Called to preach in Samaria and in Jerusalem, the capitals of the divided empire, during a time of great injustice. Any greatness of these now divided kingdoms was built on the backs of everyday folks. The 8th century BC, 99%, if you will. The politicians and great ones had done their part to make sure that the people of Israel and Judah would live and look just like the nations around them. Not a good thing for a people who are called to be different, to stick out in the world, to show the world a different way. Micah's work alternates between calling God's people back to that vocation, that calling that God had given them to be different, to do justice, to love faithfully, and to walk humbly with God, and promises of restoration and wholeness. If you think about it, Micah going back and forth really makes good sense because the two always go hand in hand. To embrace the great promises of God is to embrace his way of life, to embrace the call that he's put on his people. The two go hand in hand. And that's exactly what the great shepherd or ruler from Bethlehem is all about. For people on the brink of losing everything, for people gone astray, Micah brings the promise of restoration, of wholeness, and calling to new life. Where the people had placed their hope in power, Micah promises a ruler who will come out of Bethlehem. Weakness. Where the people had put their hope in devising military strength and creating alliances with neighboring nations, this ruler, the shepherd, would be a man of peace. Where the people had all but forgotten their calling to be a blessing to the world, this one would come and restore them to their God-given vocation. From the insignificant prophet comes the promise of one coming from the lowly town, a shepherd who would fight for his people. A shepherd who would bring them back together. A shepherd who would guide them in the way of peace and lasting life. Yes, their capital cities would be sacked. Their armies would be destroyed. Their people would be hauled off in exile and live in the midst of foreign nations, often as slaves. But it's in the midst of their despair that their God would come through for them. An unexpected ruler from an unexpected place would come to set things right. It is a promise kept. And yet, God's people still wait. We still are people who tend to go astray. We are still a people who face despair, pain, anguish, darkness, and death. The shepherd has come, and yet his work isn't through yet. Today we celebrate two church festivals. the Minor, though central to our heritage festival of the Reformation and the commemoration of All Saints. On the one hand, we are reminded that ours, our Lutheran heritage, is one of reform, brought to us by the work of a seemingly insignificant monk from Wittenberg, who brought the church back to pieces of the gospel story that had been all but lost. On the other hand, today we are reminded of those who have gone before us, German monks included, whose significance is found in Jesus and in Him alone, who are given His promise of restoration and new life. These two great occasions provide an almost perfect match with a pattern of Micah's preaching throughout his work. It's all about calling and promise. First, in order of liturgical date, Reformation reminds us not of correct theology, though great theology is great. As good as good theology is, Luther's work really reminds us, first and foremost, of Jesus, of His life, of His death, of His resurrection. Reformation reminds us of our calling to be light in a dark world, to be a people who love so crazily and boldly that those around us see our good works and glorify our Father who's in heaven. What more does God call us to, says Micah in chapter 6, but to do justice, to love faithfully, and to walk humbly with Jesus? It's a call that we receive daily. It's one that we need to listen to daily if we're to live up to the great heritage that we have as the Church of the Reformation, but more importantly, it's a call we need to listen to daily to live up to the call that we've received in our baptism. Second, and most profoundly, as we commemorate God's saints, we do so today perhaps with a bit of mourning, remembering those who have gone before us. Here are the names of those who have died in the past year. It's a sobering reminder that things aren't right in this world, that the shepherd's work is not complete. Things aren't as they ought to be. Our brothers and sisters who have died are certainly in the hands of our Lord Jesus, at peace and at rest in Him, and yet they wait, and yet we wait, and yet God's world waits for something more. And so we fix our eyes on the hope of the Great Shepherd, that He will set things right, and a day and an hour that is not known to us, that He will make things right. That pain, injustice, and helplessness will not win. That death doesn't get the last word, but that life will prevail. Our hymn of the day that we'll sing in a couple of moments hits it straight in the 7th verse. And yet there comes a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on His way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' life of humble love, of faithful service, and walking with the Father was shown to be the way of lasting life, the way of life that not even death could defeat. His tomb was empty, and in Him, in our baptism, we have the promise that our tombs will hold us even. before us. We ourselves in his world. He will make all things new. As a people who commemorate and remember the saints who have gone before us, as people who embrace